Then he said, you pray for your friends, and I'll break your captivity completely. Now, deliverance don't mean just get healed. Deliverance means you get restored. Your possessions, your family, and everything. And he prayed for his friends and forgave them for being such a bunch of boneheads and physicians of no value. Woo! Boy, did they give him a hard time. Boy, they were majors in lecturing. I tell you, they weren't the silver-tongued orators either. They were critics that mumbled and grumbled and complained and accused Job during all of his affliction. But God spoke to him out of the whirlwind. Oh, the last 42nd chapter. He said, Job, pray for your friends. And he did. And God turned the captivity of Job. He healed his body. All them old cancers went off his body, off his joints. You can stand something out here, but when it gets in them joints, now you got misery on top of misery. And the Bible said the Lord spoke to his friends, and all of them brought him a piece of gold and silver and something that he had twice as much as he had in the beginning. And the Bible turned his wife's heart back. His wife, the Bible said, was his voice and his breath was strange to his wife. She said, curse God and die. But Job held true to God, and he turned his wife back to the Lord. And they got all sweet on each other again. And God gave him 10 more children. 7 sons and 3 daughters. And the Bible said them daughters were the prettiest ones in all the land of Uz. Isn't that something? Praise God. And he lived and saw the third, even to the third generation after he just lost one. He saw 4 generations of his children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. God turned his captivity, but he escaped by the skin of his teeth, or with the skin of his teeth. We read all through the Word of God. I want to just consider a psalm here, just briefly here for a moment. Psalm 124. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. But blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped, praise God, as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we're escaped. Escaped by the skin of our teeth. Just barely escaped. Just barely got away in time. God just come just in the split second of time to save us from being swallowed up. And David, verse 8 continues, he said, our help is in the name of the Lord who hath made, I'll inject, the earth or the heaven and this earth. We living on God's ground, God's earth. Did you know that? Psalm 24 says, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world, and they that dwell therein. All the silver is mine, and all the gold is mine, saith the Lord. God may let us go into bankruptcy, but like Job, he'll turn our captivity when he hath tried us. He'll bring us out of our captivity, and he'll set our feet on a rock and not permit men to swallow us up. When Job entered into that trial, he could not predict the outcome of that severe test that God had permitted to come upon him. He wouldn't dare to predict the income. He wouldn't open his mouth and even try to manifest faith when God had stripped him. He said, the Almighty has stripped me and left me destitute. He thought the end was death. He thought he'd just sit there and pine away and die from that terrible disease that had turned his skin black. And he even said in the last verse of chapter 16 of Job, he said, when a few years are come, then I'll go the way whence I shall not return. Hey, it's time, I guess, for me to die. But the Lord had given commandment to the devil, and the devil can go no further than God will permit him to go on his elect. The devil cannot tempt you more than God lets him have permission to tempt you. In 1 Corinthians 10:13 said, there hath no temptation or trial taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted or tried above that you're able, but will with that temptation or trial make a way of an escape. It'll be by the skin of your teeth. Praise God. That's the way God works, to make you fear him and quit being afraid of men. Quit being afraid of men. And realize that God, when you do escape, he lets you escape by the skin of your teeth. Just barely. My Lord, when you get out of there, you're shaking all over. But I tell you one thing, God will be glorified when it's like that. He'll make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. That you, I'll say it like this, that you can stand it. Praise God. He said, Lord, I can't stand it. He said, yeah, I'll make a way of escape for you in time. I'll get you out of it by the skin of your teeth just before your breaking point comes. Just when you say, oh, God, I quit. The Lord will break it. He'll break it. He'll show you that way of escape just before the hand of the oppressor grabs you. You'll get out of there. Praise God. What is that scripture we all like? What is it? Proverbs 18 and 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. The old umpire throws his hands out, and instead of saying, out, safe! You run in there just barely, by the skin of your teeth. The old catcher with a ball didn't tag you. As old Diz used to say, you slid under him. Praise God. That's the way we escape. That's the way God gives us deliverance. You don't have nothing to brag about. And when it's over, you can look at the trial and the test and your experience, and there's nothing to gloat about. You knew it couldn't have just happened. Things like that just don't happen to get out of the tempter's snare. In that manner, Job knew that was the Lord that brought him through it. When Daniel got out of the lion's den in the 6th chapter of Daniel, he looked at the king and he said, oh, king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has locked these lions' mouths. Praise God. Escaped by the skin of his teeth. Them rascals hungry. They kept them hungry. They kept them almost right on the verge of starvation. And one of them things are coming up there and stalking him,